So this is actually a senior-friendly emergency department, not really specialized to care for them, but it's an approach, it's a philosophy. We're not aiming to prioritize senior care or change it in a way that it would affect the other care differently, but to humanize the care and to increase patient safety and to keep patients the most mobile and the most autonomous as possible while they're coming through our department and when they eventually do go home. It's a new approach that is started here, but also exists partially at Mount Sinai in Toronto. And part of the inspiration for the project came from Dr. Audrey-Anne Brosseau at the CHU, who is starting at the Hôtel Dieu a similar project. But it's a big university center, and they're limited with budgets and with a lot of restrictions. And because of a generous donation from a local donor and our amazing foundation, we've been able to move forward on certain aspects of the project that are more creative, that are more human, that go and get other aspects that are not covered by public funding currently. We want to be a small hospital that's a leader in this area in Quebec, and hopefully serve as a model within our own CHU that they can use to obtain funding for certain aspects of these projects. We're basing it on some American criteria, which are the emergency department that is a senior friendly, it's JEDA, and so we're basing ourselves on some criteria that exist in the States. There's no formal accreditation in Canada yet, which is why no one has this yet, but they will be coming. And so we want to be prepared. We want to offer the best services to our Bromesquoi population, which is aging, which is growing. We have a growing number of senior residences for autonomous seniors in the area, and we have many family doctors that are retiring that are not being replaced. So we have patients who are becoming orphan patients, and we want to be able to take care of them properly as well.